Thanks for tuning into Dakulo Wire. After the 4th of July hail, what to do if the storm hit your home? Quarter-size hail and heavy rain rolled through Dakulo on July 4th, knocking out power in spots. If your house was in the path, here's a calm, practical checklist. The 4th of July brought more than fireworks to Dakulo. A fast-moving storm dropped hail and heavy rain across parts of town in the early evening, with power outages reported in some areas. A public storm report logged quarter size, about 1 inch, hail in Dakulo that afternoon, which is the size at which the National Weather Service considers a storm severe. Hail that big can dent cars, crack siding, and bruise roof shingles in ways you won't necessarily see from the ground. If your home was in the path, here's how to handle it without panicking or getting taken advantage of. First, document it. Take photos today. Photograph any hail you can find in the yard, plus dents on cars, gutters, screens, and siding while the evidence is fresh. Don't climb up there. Roof damage from hail, granule loss, bruised shingles, broken seals, often doesn't leak right away, and it's not worth a fall to check. Leave the roof to a licensed pro. Note the date and time. For any future claim, tie the damage to this specific storm. The longer you wait, the harder that connection is to prove. Then, understand your insurance clock. Most Georgia homeowners' policies have a duties after loss section that sets deadlines for reporting damage. Some carriers want notice within weeks, many policies allow up to a year from the date of loss, but don't count on the long end. Read your policy, and if you think you have damage, start the conversation with your insurer sooner rather than later. Weather-related act of God claims are generally treated differently from at-fault claims, so filing one shouldn't single you out for a rate hike the way an at-fault wreck can. Watch out for storm chasers. Here's the local news part. After any hailstorm, out-of-town contractors flood the area knocking on doors, offering free inspections and pressuring homeowners to sign on the spot. Some are legitimate. Some are not. A few simple rules protect you. Don't sign anything under pressure, and be wary of anyone who wants you to sign over your insurance claim. Favor licensed, insured, local contractors you can look up and check references on. Get more than one estimate before committing to major work. Bottom line. If you rode out the July 4th storm and everything looks fine, you're probably fine. But if you were near the core of it, a quick ground-level check now, and a professional look if anything seems off, is cheaper than tracing a mystery leak back to this storm 6 months from now. This is general information, not insurance or legal advice. Check your own policy and talk to your insurer or a licensed professional about your specific situation. Have a tip or a correction on this story? Reach out to the Dakulo Wire, and if you've got storm photos from July 4th, send them our way. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DakuloWire.com.